This is Anna and Michael with At Me's Movie Review, where we tear movies apart and give you our opinion whether to see them or not.
This month we'll be reviewing Marvel's Age of Ultron, the sequel to the smash hit comic book epic The Avengers. This movie finds the iconic superhero team dealing with a threat of their own making, a sentient robot named Ultron, voiced by James Spader.
Since the events of the last Avengers film, Captain America, played by Chris Evans, Iron Man, played by Robert Downey Jr., The Hulk, played by Mark Ruffalo, Thor, played by Chris Hemsworth, Hawkeye, played by Jeremy Renner, and Black Widow, played by Scarlett Johansson, have been working to take down various cells of a secret society of villains known as Hydra.
Hydra's zeal to make the world a better and safer place inspires Tony Stark, genius billionaire and alter ego of Iron Man, to create Ultron in order to respond to additional threats that the Avengers aren't able to handle. Ultron, unfortunately, takes this directive way too seriously. He believes that world peace can only be achieved by exterminating humanity, and he'll stop at nothing to accomplish this goal.
The battle between the Avengers and Ultron is further complicated by the appearance of super-powered twins, Quicksilver, played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson, and Scarlet Witch, played by Elizabeth Olsen, who ally themselves with the homicidal android.
I think it can be agreed between the two of us that this movie was a great sequel and a great way to bring everything in the Marvel Universe to a head.
But this movie has some serious problems, which is actually Marvel's own fault, because they restricted their director, Josh Whedon, and cut the movie, resulting in the movie being very choppy and having many of the plot points rushed and many, many points missing from the film.
It couldn't be more apparent than with the development of the film's antagonist, Ultron. The android went online, saw nothing but violence on the internet, and decided to hit the reset button, meaning to cause a worldwide extinction event.
Well, I mean, if I had to judge our entire population on what I found on the internet, I might actually do the same thing. But his descent into evil went from creation to evil with no real character development in between.
Don't forget about the Thor scene.
He just left in the middle of the movie to find quote-unquote answers, meaning he just left to set up his third Thor movie in Avengers 3.
The addition of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver could have been good if it hadn't been rushed. They didn't give enough time for the audience to grow a connection with them, so what happened to Quicksilver wasn't as profound as it should have been. Plus, throughout the movie, it is said they have a huge vendetta against Tony, but instantly start working with him when they realize what Ultron's plan really is.
Vision's character reveal, though, just epic. They couldn't have, in my opinion, done him any better. He was the perfect parallel to Ultron's character, which is essentially what he is supposed to be.
Through all of its flaws, it was still an amazing movie that you can take your whole family to. Definitely go see this movie before it leaves theaters, and I can't wait for the 4-hour director's cut that this movie deserves.
I really like the movie, maybe one of the best I've seen in 2015. See it in theaters and maybe buy the director's cut when it comes out.
For the Alaskan Teen Media Institute, I'm Michael.
And I'm Anna.